Governor Tomlin says anyone who wants to work can get a job. Today, he noted the efforts of his Workforce Development Council to make all West Virginians career-ready. Close to 60% of all new jobs in West Virginia will require at least a two-year college degree through the year 2018. So the governor convened the first-ever Governor's Workforce Summit at Bridge Valley Community and Technical College in South Charleston to address it. The governor said he took a little-known seven-member committee overseeing workforce needs in the state to a bigger and more powerful council that includes higher education and community college chancellors, the superintendent of schools, the secretaries overseeing the Division of Rehabilitation and Commerce, as well as the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Resources. Tomlin says DHHR workers could counsel welfare recipients about becoming employed.
What we need to do is, rather than just letting people get the check every month, we need to have our counselors in each of our county offices talking to these individuals and say, you could have a better life. You could, to be able to better yourself and your family and set examples for your children and still maintain insurance under the expanded health care that we have.
The governor said all of these agencies are on the council, so each is not working in a separate silo, but sharing information and resources. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Beth Voorhees in Charleston.